When Jesus told her, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" I believe one of the hardest trials of our faith is to lose or not experience that consoling presence of God, which strengthens us in serving Him. What is especially through the passion of her divine Son that Mary's faith was tested. We are told that Mary, during Christ's way of the cross, made sure, because of the large crowd following Jesus on the way to Calvary, he stood at a corner where she could, if not greet him physically, at least see him visibly. And then the faith of Mary on Calvary. Mary, we are told, was covered with the blood of her Son dripping from the cross. The blood that, except for her, he wouldn't have had. Christ died on the cross, placed, as we believe, in Mary's arms. The same body to which she gave birth to in Bethlehem. Mary's faith is to be the inspiration of our faith. In that long Holy Saturday, with Jesus in the grave, but Mary absolutely sure he would rise as he foretold on Easter Sunday. And over the years in giving the spiritual exercises, I never tired repeating what Ignatius tells us to tell others. And on Easter Sunday, though the Gospels do not record it, but says Ignatius, they don't have to. It's too obvious. Jesus first appeared after his resurrection to his mother on Easter Sunday morning. Mary's faith is to be the inspiration of our faith. We may say the experience that she went through is the perfect revealed model of the experience of our own lives. After over 2,000 years of waiting for the Messiah, his own chosen people, when the Messiah came, what did they do? They shouted, "Crucify him." And they added, "His blood be on us and on our children." There's one more mystery of faith that Mary teaches us. I've saved this for the last. We have no reason to doubt that Mary was there when the crowd shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." But Mary knew, how well she knew, that the God who became man, and whom she conceived at Nazareth, and gave birth to in Bethlehem, and was about to die in Jerusalem. She believed this God is not only a loving God, not only a merciful God. Hear it. This God is also a just God. God is not mocked. When those frenzied Israelites shouted, "His blood be on us and on our children," they didn't realize it. One generation later, as I've never tired telling my classes and the audiences I speak to, by the year 70 A.D., the Romans besieged Jerusalem for months. The Jews held out. Finally, they broke through the walls of Jerusalem. And as the historian Josephus tells us, they cut down all the trees in all the forests around Jerusalem. And Josephus' figure is, and they crucified 90,000 Jews. And the verb is crucified. We need this faith. Faith in God's love, but also faith in God's justice. You don't mock the laws of God by destroying the family as is being done carefully, shrewdly, diabolically in our country. You don't legalize the murder of innocent unborn children. You don't popularize, and in one city after another, legalize homosexuality. You don't forbid prayer in public schools. You don't deprive husbands and fathers of a just wage, so that now over 50% of the laboring force in America is women. You don't use the media from morning till night to mesmerize millions in believing in a dream world that does not exist. Without paying for it. I'm no Jeremiah, no Isaiah, but I say this with complete security. The days of America are numbered. publication I read last night. Most people don't know it, but America is in civil war. A war between two philosophies of life. One that still believes in God, and one believes that man is his own God. We believe God is just. And that is why we pray. Pray for the conversion. How it pains me to say this, because I can say it for members of my own family. For the conversion of those who are so dear to us that our nation, as we believe, brought into being because we believe in the God in whom we still say, in God we trust. This nation of ours will recover its faith and following the mother of Jesus as she stood on Calvary, we too, living during the passion of the mystical Christ in the world today, believe on the one hand that those who remain faithful to Jesus Christ will be rewarded, and those who reject Christ will be punished. Mary, Mother of Jesus and Mother of God, obtain for us something of your own deep faith and your divine Son, so that believing in him as you did, doing his and your mortal lives on earth, you now merely possess him, never to lose him for all eternity. That we, believing with something of your faith, will join you and him, and never again, dear mother, be separated from Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What do you have, some prayers?
Well, you said you were going to have some.
Yes.
Do you?
This is the prayer of St. Alphonsus de Liguori to the Mother of Sorrows. My sorrowful mother, by the merit of that grief which you felt on seeing your beloved Jesus led to death, obtain for me the grace to bear with patience those crosses which God sends me. I'll be fortunate if I also shall know how to accompany you with my cross until death. You and Jesus, both innocent, have borne a heavy cross, and shall I, a sinner who has merited hell, refuse mine? Immaculate Virgin, I hope you will help me to bear my crosses with patience. Amen. There's the prayer of Saint Francis Xavier to Our Lady as the hope of all Christians. Mary, Our Lady, hope of Christians, Queen of angels and of all the saints who are with God in heaven, I commend myself to you, my Lady, and to all the saints now, as if I were at the hour of death, to preserve me from the world, the flesh, and the devil, the enemies who plot with all their power against my soul, and hope in their malice to cast me into hell. Prevent this, most loving Mother, I pray and beseech you. Amen. A meditation of St. Robert Dunham on Our Lady as a woman clothed with the sun. The vision which St. John described in the Apocalypse of a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars, is the glory of our Queen after her assumption into heaven. Who else could this woman be, clothed with the sun, except Mary, immersed in the light of God's divinity and clothed with glory by Him whom she had once so generously clothed with her body? What else can this crown of 12 stars signify but that she possessed all the gifts and virtues that dignify the other members of the Church, 12 in number, to symbolize the highest perfection, the faith of the patriarchs, the knowledge of the future of the prophets, the charity of the apostles, the courage of martyrs, the wisdom of the doctors of the Church, the holiness of priests, the contemplation of hermits, the humility of the monks, the purity of virgins, the continence of widows, and the fruitfulness of the married men and women in the Church of God. The moon beneath her feet is a symbol of change to which Mary is no longer subject since she has entered heaven with a body and soul. Amen. The consecration of St. Louis de Montfort to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I, in my name, faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose you this day for my mother and queen. I deliver and consecrate to you, as your slave, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me, of all that belongs to me, without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God, in time and in eternity. Amen. And now the Litany of Our Lady. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. God, the Father of heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary. Holy Mother of God. Holy Virgin of Virgins. Mother of Christ. Mother of the Church. Mother of Divine Grace. Mother most pure. Mother most chaste. Mother inviolate. Mother undefiled. Mother most amiable. Mother most admirable. Mother of good counsel. Mother of our Creator. Mother of our Savior. Virgin most prudent. Virgin most venerable. Virgin most renowned. Virgin most powerful. Virgin most merciful. Virgin most faithful. Mirror of justice. Seat of wisdom. Cause of our joy. Spiritual vessel. Vessel of honor. Singular vessel of devotion. Mystical rose. Tower of David. Tower of ivory. House of gold. Ark of the covenant. Gate of heaven. Morning star. Health of the sick. Refuge of sinners. Comforter of the afflicted. Help of Christians. Queen of angels. Queen of patriarchs. Queen of prophets. Queen of apostles. Queen of martyrs. Queen of confessors. Queen of virgins. Queen of all saints. Queen conceived without original sin. Queen assumed into heaven. Queen of the most holy rosary. Queen of peace. Queen of the Society of Jesus. Queen of the Marian catechist. Queen of the Ignatian catechist. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech you, O Lord God, that we, your servants, may enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, be delivered from present sorrow and obtain eternal joy through Christ our Lord. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God, despite not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. And now the Tantum Ergo and the benediction.
Soon.